and welcome to episode 93 of AOPWAF Radio. Almost gotten that to the point where I can say it without having to concentrate immediately beforehand. This is going to be quite possibly the best show we've done all week. I've got very, very little doubt about that. We are down a co-host this week. Mark McNasty sent me a message earlier this morning telling me that he was going to be entertaining guests this weekend, so we could not make it to the show, which is quite honestly a blatant lie. Mark McNasty's never entertained anybody in his life. So, good try, buddy, but you're going to have to work a little bit harder to put one over on me. Luckily, we do have our other longtime co-host with us, Radio Rich.
Thank you very much. And you know what, though? I have to say this about Mark McNasty. He might be entertaining guests. He might be entertaining pen pals that he met at the Mustache Festival.
A festival? I see. I don't know. I still find it very difficult to believe that anybody finds him entertaining in the slightest. Yeah, it's just, I can't fathom it.
It is quite unfathomable.
So this last week we I hesitate to say that we screwed up, but there might have been a bit of a misunderstanding when it came to maybe who put on shows and who didn't put on shows, and maybe we skipped some shows. I don't know.
Well, I like to go by the theory that if PWA Radio is inconsistent with reality, it's reality's fault.
That's, you know, that is good. That's the old Adam Savage, I reject reality and substitute my own. I like that. I like that quite a bit. And I want a big boom. So you
big
know what?
Bada boom?
No, just Jamie want big boom. You're not a big Mythbusters fan?
Oh, I there was a marathon of it on Wednesday night I was watching.
Oh, I think there's a marathon of it like every other day. They don't have much else to show.
The new Penn and Teller show's good.
Yeah, yeah. Although it's a whole lot of rehashing of the Mythbusters. Like I've seen at least three things where my wife and I were like, wasn't that on the Mythbusters? Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. That probably would fit very well on a different podcast. But
such podcast.
Well, you know, there's talks. There are talks. But that's all I can say right now because that's all we've had is talks. Let's just get right down to the news since we've discussed already that we sent a fumigator and an exterminator and a bounty hunter down into the basement of the PWA Dome, and since then we've not seen Mr. Hardcore. We have not heard Mr. Hardcore on AOPWAF Radio. He is actually at London's Burning. Maybe he didn't make it on the plane back. I don't know. But anyway, he's not here to do the news. Derek Ringo Taylor is not in the studio to.
Yeah, that guy. I don't know where you found that guy, Rob, but you need to send him back.
Yeah. That's actually the guy, the bounty hunter that came out of the PWA Dome basement. That's who he had with him. Yeah, it was
killing two birds with one stone.
It was kind of weird. So, but you know what? What we're gonna do is we're gonna have Radio Rich cover the news for us this
Thank
fine
you.
Week.
Thank you, and. I do not have my soundboard, so just imagine that you're hearing a glass breaking, as this is breaking news from the desk of Radio Rich. First of all, we have ourselves the first match for the TGW Happenstance show has been announced.
Wait, let me interject. Not the Happenstance tournament, because I was,
No. Not
I was very confused by this.
Yes, it is.
The name of the show and the tournament.
Yes, yes.
Like, who's the man? As we discussed before we started recording.
Yes. Now the paperwork has been finalized and we will see a rematch of sorts from Retribution as the altitude adjustment of Allison and Katie James will be facing off against Gabe Shelley and Outlaw, the Insiders. in a very extremely cool lettering. Now, moving on to a much more interesting promotion, we have ourselves... Well, okay, maybe not so much interesting, because it's something dealing with Puppet Lisa. In fact, Puppet Lisa is considering a Puppet lawsuit against Not Puppet, host of 8OWPF Radio, Rob Robinson. Any comments on that, Rob?
Well, I actually do not comment on pending Puppet litigation. But, really, you think you can sue me over, like, fucking puppets? You didn't invent the puppets. You're not Jim Henson, Puppet Lisa. You got nothing. Nothing!
Yes. Now, moving over to our bizarro mustached clone, we have Victory Wrestling with the Adam Gray Memorial Tournament. Not that Adam Gray is or is not dead, but we don't know. But we're still memorializing him with an 8-person tournament that, which will be the winner given a Victory Wrestling World Heavyweight Championship shot at a time and place to be determined by Lisa and her spazziness. Next, we have news from everyone's favorite promotion in the AOWF, the PWA, as the Grizzly Bear Championship match, and this is a PWA radio exclusive, the Grizzly Bear Championship match for Xmas at Ground Zero will be announced right now. Hey, Rob, what do you got?
Well, here's the first thing. You know, you can actually call it Christmas at Ground Zero. It's just abbreviated Xmas for branding purposes, but it's not, I mean...
But I want to induce a robot Santa on the PWA roster.
Oh, I guess, I mean, all right, whatever. Knock yourself out. Yeah, so this is so not breaking news. Because as PWA fans are aware, the current Grizzly Bear champion is Vicious Vic Wagner. And we... Spoiler, at London's Burning, Thomas Manchester Black won a Grizzly Bear title shot. But what we are going to announce is what kind of match they're having. I said a while back that we don't do gimmick matches for the Grizzly Bear Championship title defenses anymore. But you know what? It's Christmas time, and we've got a little bit of a tradition here in the PWA. Ooh, when it comes to Christmas time.
I think I know what you're getting at.
Oh,
here,
I think I think a lot of PWA fans know. I'm talking about the return of the Santa surprise match.
Huzzah!
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fantastic. For the people that don't know, at ringside we're gonna have a little Christmas tree set up. It's gonna have presents underneath, and well, basically inside of one of the boxes, you know what you got?
You got the Grizzly Bear Championship.
You do have the Grizzly Bear Championship. You know what's in the rest of them boxes?
What's in the rest of those boxes, Rob?
The rest of them boxes, Rich.
Them boxes.
Thank you. The rest of them boxes. Man, Marvin, the crown jewel Marvin Wood, his head is like about to explode. Basically, you've got three presents, and one of them will have the Grizzly Bear championship. And the other two, well, they've got mystery things in them. Could be
but
weapons.
Wait a minute.
What?
Could be. Wait a minute. The Santa surprise match in previous years has been a multiple person match, not just two people going at it.
That is true.
Will there be more?
Maybe. We'll see what the elves bring us. I'm not giving away all my announcements all at once, okay? I'm just telling you, there's going to be a Grizzly Bear title match. We know two of the people that's going to be in it, and we know it's going to be a Santa surprise match.
And I would like to take a break from this breaking news from the desk of Radio Rich to announce that the grammar in the preceding segment was brought to you by RebelProStuff.com.
They didn't actually pay for a spot this week, Rich.
Oh, they didn't?
No,
they
you've ruined everything. I hope you're happy.
Of course I am.
Probably used to it by now. Is that all the news we've got? That's
no, that. we have an announcement regarding the PWA World Championship match for Christmas at Ground Zero, which is that there will be a match for the World Championship at Christmas at Ground Zero. Oh my God. This is such a great announcement.
Okay. I'm sorry. What did you say the announcement is?
That there will be a World Championship match at Christmas at Ground Zero.
I'm pretty sure that is not, that's not an announcement. What are you talking about?
Oh, do we have breaking news from the desk of Rob Robinson?
What are you referring to? You're confusing the hell out of me tonight.
Because I saw a press release from the desk of Lean Bean Miller.
Yeah.
That there is a world champion, a PWA World Heavyweight Championship match at Xmas at Ground Zero, and it has been set in stone. But we won't find out until Rampage airs on Sunday night.
Actually, that is not at all what Lean Bean Miller said.
Oh.
Yeah, Lean Bean Miller said that a world title match has been set.
Ooh.
He never said it was for Christmas at Ground Zero.
Oh, I did not notice that.
Yeah, yeah, Lean Bean.
We just all assumed that it was Christmas.
That's right. Lean Bean's a little sneaky.
Yes.
Yeah, that is right. That is right. There has indeed been a world title match set. It's a big one. It is a big one, folks.
Oh. And that's all we're going to get until Sunday night, I presume.
Yes. Yes, it is. If I wanted you guys to know more, I would have told Lean Bean. That's his job.
Mm.
And pretty soon his job is going to be living down in the PWA Dome basement. We hunt humans. It's the most dangerous sport of all. Wow, that's exciting. That's is that all the news?
I do believe that is most of the news that's worth talking about.
Well.
I mean, we have I see that possibly Erica Engel will be returning in mid-December, and that there's some sort of brouhaha brewing between Lucius Starr and Bound by Blood, and that Danny Monroe's television championship – AOWF television championship opportunity has been pushed back for a later date.
Yes. That's all good. So we're going to take a break, pay some bills. I like to say that. It implies that I'm making some money. Some mad cash. And we will come back after paying said bills. And we're going to talk about all the shit that went down in the AOWF this week. Or I guess last week, or whatever. I don't know when you're listening to this, but it's already happened. It's not coming up for me. It's already happened for everybody that's having listened to this. So we'll be right back. Hey there, sports fans. It's Rob Robinson, the Phoenix, owner of PWA, Pioneer Wrestling Association. Also, the proud owner, operator of RobinsonProStuff.com. Why? Because I had $10 for a domain name. Why the hell not? That's why. This week, we got something really special for you. As you might have heard, you know, earlier, that we're being threatened with a lawsuit concerning our sales of PWA puppets. I don't believe this lawsuit holds water. And in fact, I so don't believe this lawsuit holds water that I commissioned the newest product in our amazing line of wrestling toys. And that is the Puppet Lisa. You can only get it at RobinsonPro.com, RobinsonProStuff.com. And it's, you know what? It's $25 more than a regular PWA puppet, but that's because it's a special limited edition of Puppet Lisa. So come on down to RobinsonProStuff.com and order your very own Puppet Lisa at RobinsonProStuff.com. Hey, Rich, we are back. It's exciting.
Yes!
You ready to talk about the shit that happened? That's not really fair. I don't know. I mean, London's Burning wasn't shit. I didn't watch maybe some of the other stuff that happened, so maybe it was shit. I don't know. Let's talk about London's Burning, because we do this in alphabetical order, in case anybody wonders why we always talk about the PWA first. Maybe you guys should have thought about that shit before you named your wrestling companies, huh? Huh? I'll tell you what, though. If the EWO were to ever join the AOWF, totally doing the PWA before them. Anyway.
Then we would probably, go in establishment order?
No, we would do it in whatever the order Rob wants to do it in order.
Right. Got it.
Yep. Or AOWF join date order? Whatever puts PWA first. I don't really care. I will fucking rationalize the hell out of it. Did you catch the London's burning?
Of course I bloody caught the London's burning.
Well, that's 'cause you shouldn't go to the whores in London. They are not clean.
No. Not like
those Dublin whores.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We had I'm going to give you the quick and dirty results, because if you guys didn't spend the how much are the pay-per-views now?
Let's see. Do you want the regular, just the standard definition, the HD,
the
3D HD?
I'll tell you what. We don't even do standard definition pay-per-views anymore. We don't want poor people watching our pay-per-views. If you don't have an HD TV, then we don't want you watching.
Yeah. But are you talking just standard HD, or are you talking Phoenix Vision?
I don't know. I don't even remember where I was going with this anymore. This was awful. Awful idea. What I was getting at, I remember now, is I want you to spend the $50 to watch it. I don't want you to get all the good stuff for me for free on the radio. You fucking moocher. You goddamn fucking moocher. I'm going to go John Galt on your asses. Except I really won't, because that's a horrible, horrible book, and I apologize for ever even mentioning it. All right, we had Dallas Hoover beating Marco Dante. Dallas Hoover is on quite the roll. He's eaten quite a few rolls, too. Pizza rolls, cinnamon rolls.
And soon enough, we're going to be able to roll him.
Ooh, oh, my. Let's see. Oh, this is big. Thomas, as already alluded to in the spoiler section, Thomas Manchester Black beat Miss Madison to become the number one contender yet again for the Grizzly Beard Championship. Emily Corlin beat Danny Monroe in a last man standing match. I'm sorry, last person standing. Yeah, Emily Corlin was a little
Emily
upset with the insinuation that she has a dick. Sorry.
Yeah.
In the Butch versus Bitch match, I didn't even name it that. I don't know who did. It hurts my feelings because I don't think we should be calling Luscious Star a bitch. That's just horrible.
I don't know. I don't know. He certainly seems to take it.
No matter how much mascara he wears. Well, that actually had Rona Langley beating Luscious Star. Poor Luscious Star.
Again.
Again. In the Grizzly Beer title match, Vicious Vic that's easy for me to say.
Vicious Vic Wagner.
That's what I'm talking about, Vicious Vic Wagner. He beat former Grizzly Beer champion Cody Bogard to become the new Grizzly Beer champion again. I believe that was also covered in the spoiler section. Matthew Engel, Mark McNasty, they met. And you know what? When I made this match, I was not aware. Matthew Engel had never beaten Mark McNasty in a singles match. Never, ever, ever. In all the years. Yeah. How's that for fucked up? But now he has. So good for the virus. In a Falls Count Anywhere match that has been described as a living cartoon, the Phoenix managed to best Pansadice in a match that saw cameos by both Might and Magic and the original New Age Pansies, Big Papa Pans and Two Pans.
That the Phoenix. Is there anything he can't do? Think on that, Rob.
Give birth. That's about it. That's the entire list right there. And finally, in our London's burning world title match.
World title versus Intercontinental Championship match.
And just to clear this, I don't mean it is both the world title match of the London's Burning pay-per-view and the London's Burning cage match, London's Burning rules cage match for the world title and the Intercontinental title. They're kind of merged now. Matt Stone defeated world champion Marvin Wood. Let me see if I can rephrase that. Intercontinental champion Matt Stone beat world champion Marvin Wood to become the Intercontinental World Champion of the PWA, which was amazing to me because I didn't even know Matt Stone still worked for the PWA. The fuck?
Yeah, seriously.
I think actually what happened is Marvin Wood came in off the street, got a title shot, and Matt Stone's like, fuck it, I'll do that too. He just like hopped in, didn't even sign a contract or anything. I don't know how that works, but that was it.
Yep. Matt Stone is the new PWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, indeed he is. He beat the crown jewel, Marvin Wood. I actually cried a little bit, although that was mainly because I got really, really hurt during that falls count. Anyway,
I know. That was brutal cartoon violence.
I did an elbow drop off the top of a double-decker bus.
Those freaking double-decker buses.
I know. I smashed a Hot Pocket fresh out of the microwave into Panzerdeiser's face. Do you know how much that had to have hurt?
I can't imagine it.
No. That would he's a better man than me. If somebody did that to me, like I take a bite out of one of those things too soon after they come out of the microwave, and I'm crying and like a little girl.
And you know, that is clearly the reason why Panzerdeiser is taking a leave of absence from the PWA.
Well, that night I hit him in the knee with a tire iron.
No, I want to blame the Hot Pocket.
Okay, you can blame the Hot Pocket. So that was London's Burning.
Yep.
What happened?
Yep. And then we're going to move down south to the former Robinson Pro, where we have a pretty standard aggression. Lots of gimmick matches. We got Taboo defeating Jimmy Henderson in a Falls Count Anywhere match. We have former PWA World Heavyweight Championship.
Henderson, wasn't he that hipster dude that was in the PWA for a while?
I think so.
Is that the same guy?
I think so.
What? Motherfucker left. Oh, that motherfucker.
We have, moving on, we have former PWA World Heavyweight Championship contender Jamie Flynn facing off against Jace Wilds in a submission match, and Jamie Flynn does manage to get the Duke on Jace Wilds. Once again, proving...
He took the deuce on what?
Get the Duke.
Oh, that sounded really disgusting for a minute.
Once again, proving that Jamie Flynn is really great at taking out the mid-card talent. And finally, in our main event, the returning Hostile defeated Virgil Keenan in a finisher's match. Now, I do believe we're going to head over to the less inhabited corner of the AOWF. Is that correct, Rob?
You got to give me more than that.
Oh, yes. TGW?
Oh, TGW. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about some TGW shit because I was supposed to do this last week and I didn't do it. And I got this guy all up in my ass. He's all like, why didn't you talk about the TGW? And I'm like, because I didn't know. I forgot. I'm sorry. I was drunk. And he's like, don't worry. You're getting drunk for your podcast. That's work. You're at work. And you're not supposed to be drunk when you're at work, you motherfucker. I'm like, God damn it. I'm sorry, Mom. Leave me alone. All right. Here's what happened. All right, the show opened. Emily Corlin's addressing the TGW roster, hoping to gain some backers in her battle against the AOWF, which probably I don't understand. Why would people want to be against us? I mean, when you got me, the Phoenix, is the face of the AOWF, why, Jesus, that's just bad planning. Luscious Star spat in her face. I'm not even going to make the joke. And Dallas Hoover declined, and the rest of the roster was left with time to think, which they're going to need it. It's not that the decision is hard to make. It's the thinking part. Dallas Hoover took on AOWF star Johnny Maverick, and Hoover used his size to get the advantage. And here's what's sad. Dallas Hoover beat the AOWF television champion, Johnny Maverick.
Yeah. Wow. The man of many belts loses.
I hope that my microphone picked up my sarcastic clapping for Johnny Maverick. Bravo, sir. Bravo. I mean, the man that won't give me a title shot in Victory Wrestling loses to Dallas motherfucking Hoover.
Roll.
Yeah. Backstage, Luscious Star ran into his friend and part-time PWA competitor, Joshua Danielson. I thought Danielson was still on sabbatical. God damn these fuckers. Danielson kept things brief with his pal, stating he was there to see someone. The TGW Volitionary Championship was up for grabs as Luscious Star defended...
Did you just say Volitionary?
I did say Volitionary.
That can't be a word. Can't be a word.
No, but I mean, I'll say it. I mean, like, Sith isn't really a word, technically, but I'll say it. You know, I... I'm just trying to make people happy. That's what I am. I'm a happiness giver, a spreader of joy, and peanut butter on toast. Man, that's fucking tasty. Anyway, where are we at? Oh, yeah. Lusha Star defending against Abby Edwards. Star picked the standard rules match for this defense. It's a back-and-forth match, but then Dallas Hoover's manager, Jared Locke, interrupted, screaming at Abby Edwards. Basically, they were mad because he thought that Hoover got screwed the animosity. And, well, you know what happened? Star basically took advantage of the whole chaos, and he won. Then Gabe Shelley came out to the ring. He was going to talk about retribution and why he attacked Altitude Adjustment with Singapore Canes. But the James sisters, you know, they're like, you know what, fuck this fucker. And that's what happened. They didn't want to hear his sorry excuses. That's what happens when you attack women. They're horrible creatures. The TGW Tag Team Championship is on the line as Shelley's Angels defended against the Chi-Town Connection and Starstruck. In one of the best TGW tag matches to date, or so I
not
hear.
Not exactly a large sample pool there.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let's see the Chi-Town Connection. They won. Basically, they're the new champions, and they kept beating up the Shelley Angels after that, knocking them out. And then the Order of Chaos came out and signed a contract for that, you know, that big thing that they're doing where they're fighting all the tag champs. Let's see. Backstage, one of the symbols that was placed on the TGW website has been spray painted on a wall. Then in the main event, Emily Corlin took on Anton Chase. Chase basically controlled Corlin because that's how she likes it. She countered a Chaos Theory with a Down in Flames and won. Then after the match, Chase attacked Corlin and beat her down, but she turned it around and connected with a Spiral Twister. But then this Be Prepared symbol came up on the big, I don't know what they call it, their big fucking screen thing, and this song Lights Out by POD. Is it POD or is it Pod? I don't know. I've never heard anybody talk about it. I don't listen to them, so, you know, whatever they are. That song played, and basically while Emily was all like, oh my god, what's that? So I came behind her and beat her up, because that's what always happens in wrestling, Emily. Never look at the screen if something comes on. It's the oldest trick in the wrestling book.
Rob, you're going to have to speak slower and use less big words.
And anyway, basically former TGW champion AJ Adams hit her with the Last Call, grabbed her title belt for a moment, then he's like, ooh, cooties, and dropped it. Then he was attacked by Katie James, and then he ran away. And that is animosity.
Yay. And then we move on to the evil bizarro twin of PWA, Victory Wrestling. And what do we have in Victory Wrestling this last week? Well, we have a debut as Liza Reyes defeated...
I believe it's Reyes, yeah.
Well, I'm surprised we're not arguing over the Liza part. But we have Liza Reyes defeating Sukya in a wonderful debut. We have Marvin Wood taking over and taking down Finale with a chokeout. Sombra makes a surprise lucha appearance and puts one over Victory Wrestling jobber Jamie Shields. Matthew the Virus Engel comes out, takes out Bubba J in an around-the-arena brawl, and currently setting them one all in their whatever series they're doing. We have Johnny Maverick outdoing the Phoenix in a very close one. Rob, you lost to the guy that lost to Dallas Hoover.
There were shenanigans involved, such as the fact that, you know, I was kind of planning a big multi-million pay-per-view in another country, on another continent, an ocean away, 2 days before this match happened, so a little busy.
And finally, in the main event, we have the aforementioned Dallas Hoover taking on Anna Matthews in a Lego death match. And the queen of kooky non sequiturs is still the Victory Wrestling Car Crash Television Champion.
Yay. All right, that was some fucking exciting stuff right there, my friends. Quick disclaimer,
I am
legally required to say you are all not my friends. So, that was not a contract. That was not a contract saying that we're friends. That was just something people say, like when John McCain was running, he called everybody my friend. You're not my friends. My friends. So, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. And we will come right back, and we're going to talk about the AOWF of the future.
Ooh.
Yes, the future. All right, you're probably thinking to yourself, man, so this Matt Stone dude just won the PWA World Championship. That is amazing, because first off, we didn't know he was still with the company. Second of all, who the hell's Matt Stone? Third of all, wow, it's a brand new world champion. That's pretty exciting. I'm a wrestling fan. I'm not that smart. I need some merchandise. Where can you find it? I'll tell you where. Fantastic Andy Strickland's Side of the Road Emporium. This week, he's got the most amazing commemorative piece of paraphernalia, merchandise stuff that that I wouldn't even put for sale up on RobinsonProStuff.com. That's kind of the level of the stuff we're talking about here. But it is one of a kind, so you're going to want to get down to Fantastic Andy's Side of the Road Emporium real quick to pick this up. What he's got is one of those mall directories, you know, like the things that you look at that show you listing of all the stores and stuff. And you know what it says on this mall directory?
What does it say, Rob Robinson?
It says, you are here. Just to remind yourself, just like Matt Stone, nobody knows where you are. Well, now you know. They might not know you're with the company, but you know where you are. You are here. And it was signed in the style of Matt Stone. I need to be very clear about that. Matt Stone didn't actually autograph this, but somebody did write Matt Stone on there in their own handwriting. So if you don't know what Matt Stone's signature looks like, you could just as well think that he did sign it. So head on down to Fantastic Andy Strickland's Side of the Road Emporium for some really, really quality crap. All right, folks, we are in the home stretch. I know you can feel it. I can feel it. It's, I don't know. Maybe that's not what I'm feeling. Maybe that's emotions. I don't know. But here's what I do know. We're going to talk real quick about what's coming up in the AOWF of the future. Except for maybe, I mean, like I said, I don't know when you listen to this. That's what makes podcasting so difficult. It's the future for me. It could be the future for you. It could be the past. It could be the present, depending on what day you're listening to. Or, quite frankly, what day I get around to, you know, mixing this all together and uploading it to the internet.
Well, Rob Robinson is a very, very busy man.
I'm having a bit of an existential crisis right now. So, Rich, please help me. Tell me what's going down in the PWA.
Well, we've got a mystery man. Man of Mystery facing off against Thomas Manchester Black.
His name's unconfirmed. That's
– oh.
Yeah. It's not that we don't know who he is. That's his name is unconfirmed. It is a bit confusing. It's like it's probably something along the lines of the people that think it's clever to name their little bar band To Be Announced or TBD or, you know.
Ah.
Yeah.
We have the man on a roll in the AOWF, Dallas Hoover, facing off against former PWA Grizzly Bear champion
Cody
Bogard.
Hold that thought. I've actually finally made it a thing where now people are calling Marvin Wood the Crown Jewel Marvin Wood. In fact, Marvin Wood refers to himself as the Crown Jewel Marvin Wood. And that's all 100% the Phoenix. That's because I'm a fucking awesome wrestling promoter.
Okay.
I'm going to help Dallas Hoover out. This one's a freebie, but it's fantastic. It's a classic. Maybe if you're like an old-time jazz or blues music fan. But anyway, Jelly Roll Dallas Hoover. That's his name.
Roger that. We have Jelly Roll Dallas Hoover facing off against the former PWA Grizzly Bear champion, Cody Bogard. We have a battle of the sort of kind of PWA radio host as one-time host Luscious Star faces off against our regular partner Mark McNasty.
Both former PWA world champions.
Yes. Well, except Star kind of stole the belt, but still.
I believe he's recognized in the record books, though.
Yeah, he is recognized.
That was that was not during my time. That's when, you know, when Summers had the books, he did all sorts of wackiness.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Then we have some representation of the New Age Pansies facing off against some representation of the Sisters of Destruction. I'm not sure how that'll work.
I know exactly how that's going to work, because I actually tend to watch the various programming that the PWA puts on throughout the week. What I'm saying is that Monkey McD is he's on his way to find himself a new tag team partner.
Hmm.
Or maybe not a new tag team. He's going to find himself a tag team partner. He's been asking around. Go check it out.
All right. And then finally, in our main event, we have a rematch from way back at Summer Sizzler 2010, as in a non-title affair, Matt Stone will make his first match as PWA World Intercontinental Champion, facing off against former PWA World and former PWA Intercontinental Champion, Riona Langley. Now, moving on over to Rebel Pro.
Rebel Pro, oh my.
That's or good. Robinson Pro, which is a much better name.
Thank you. Thank you so, so very much. If I can just pull up the proper notes. All right, we got three matches going on. I don't really know what order they're going to be in, so I'm just going to name them the order that I see them in. We got PWA Intercontinental World Champion, an all-around employed guy, Matt Stone, taking on Mikey Massacre. We got Hardcore Entertainment, the Rebel Pro Tag Team Champions, taking on the Order of Chaos, the fucking PWA Tag Team Champions, AOWF Tag Team Champions, those motherfuckers. I guess in their version of the World Tour. And we've got Hostile, versus Jace Wilds. So, big. That's not a big card at all. That's...
Yeah, that's not much.
That's like the shit we don't even air. It's like the prelims, the dark matches, people aren't even going to show up for that. Anyway, sorry. I'm editorializing at the moment. What's next? TGW. What the hell's going on? What's going to be on next Animosity?
Speaking of dark matches, we have Joshua Danielson facing off against Abby Edwards in what would be a PWA dark match. We have Anton Chase, one half of the newly crowned TGW Tag Team Champions, facing off against Zach Marshall. And the winner of this match will be named the number one contender to Luscious Stars, Volitionary, Imaginary, Spectacularly Failulary World Championship. We have a triple threat match with AJ Adams, Jelly Roll Dallas Hoover, and Noel Shelley in some reason. And finally, in our main event, we have a Lucha de Apuestas match of sorts, as Luscious Star will put up a Volitionary title shot up against Allison James. And if Allison James were to lose this match, she will be exiled from Bound by Blood. And well, then those steps are not actually official yet. Apparently, those will be announced... at the beginning of the show. And also, apparently Emily Corlin will show up because, well, she's the champion, and she kind of runs that shit. Rob?
All right. That leaves Victory Wrestling. And what do we got this week? We've got, let's see, Antonio Frederico. I don't even know how to say that guy's last name, so just Antonio Frederico. Is going to take on Mihail Maximus. Is that Mihail? Mihail? I don't know who either of these guys are. And, I don't care. We've got, this is awful. Anna Matthews taking on Liza Reyes, taking on Sombra. So, I think that's the name of the company that took over Dunder Mifflin, isn't it? I think so.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, that's okay. We got a Bubba J's Rules match, which
actually... If anything goes.
It features Bubba J versus JC Lariat. And I got to say, I would think that this match is going to favor Bubba J. Much like how Lou Gehrig's disease favored Lou Gehrig. He was able to beat it really easily. So I think this is going to work out well for Bubba J.
I tend to agree with you.
And in a six-person tag team main event, we got Robin Wood and Teresa Quadrangle taking on the Angles. Which Angles? Well, it was not really firmly established.
There's like 30 or 40 of them out there. I'm sure they can find two of them for this match.
Yeah, people just keep on breeding. Taking on the Angles and Johnny.
I lost to Dallas Hoover Maverick.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with a nickname and I couldn't do it, so just Johnny Maverick. And that is your main event in Victory Wrestling. That's we just kind of breezed through shit today. That was good.
Yeah.
The show is done, folks. Nobody wrote us any fan mail, which makes me sad because I'd love to answer fan mail and any questions you might have. Maybe of a sexual nature. You should probably direct those to me and not McNasty because you don't want to know about the sick shit that dude is into and probably don't want to direct him towards Radio Rich because you want answers.
You want answers?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, one of us has got something to talk about. That's what I'm saying. So,
how is Mrs. Robinson? I haven't seen her in some time.
That is true. You have not. That's how it's going to stay. So that's it, folks. That's the whole shebang this week. We are all done. And, I hope you're at least thankful for us giving you, you know what, 15 extra minutes into your sad, sorry, little weekend or week. Again, I don't know when you're listening to this. It's so difficult to talk about stuff like that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so that's it.
That is it. So go ahead and close the curtains.
Yes.
Stop.